Blackstone Audio presents Colonel Rutherford's Colt by Lucius Shepard. Rita Whitelaw and Jimmy Roy Guy seemed like a strange couple to everyone but themselves. No one could understand how this boyish man of 29 had come to partner with a flinty Blackfoot woman 10, 11 years older, and looking every day of it, though even her harshest detractors would not deny that Rita was of a type certain men found alluring. She stood nearly 6 feet tall, taller yet in her fancy boots, and usually wore a hawk feather woven into her braid, and her finely sculpted features brought to mind a long-dead movie actress whose name folks could never quite recall. But there was something off-putting about her, something not beautiful. Too much crazy luck and reckless living in her eyes. She gave the impression you might strike sparks from that hard-held mouth if you brushed her lips with a kiss. By contrast, Jimmy was tow-headed, several inches shorter, with an amiable hillbilly face and grayish-blue eyes, whose steadiness supported the air of distracted calm with which he met the world. Some would tell you that he wasn't right in the head, and Rita was taking advantage of him. Then there were those who argued that the situation was exactly the opposite. Whatever their opinion, when people saw Rita and Jimmy sitting behind their tables at the gun shows, they found no reasonable way of fitting them together, no evidence of love or any ordinary mutuality. The only thing they appeared to have in common was each other. Thursday, the opening morning of the Issaquah gun show, began, as did many of their mornings, in a campsite just off the expressway, this one a 20-minute drive west of the Cascades in Washington State. A heavy mist ghost-dressed the landscape, lending the bunker-like building that housed the bathrooms a mysterious presence, and making shadowy menaces of the sickly spruce that sentried it.